You are worthy, 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 Jesus. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy of all honor and glory and dominion and praise. We worship you, God. We worship you. We worship you. We invite you. We invite you. We invite you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they appeared, and then appeared to them tongues of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, as verse 7 tells us in Acts 2, we choose to stand amazed and astonished. Amazed and astonished, Lord, at your goodness. Yes, Lord. And then further on in Acts 2, just a reference to Joel 2. In verse 17 of Acts 2, it reads, "And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will, in those days, pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Urabashiki. And I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and glorious day the Lord shall come. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Glory to you, O God. Reading what we would call an excerpt from Peter's sermon, O God, in the very beginning of establishing the church on earth as it is in heaven, with you, Holy Spirit, living on the inside of us. Father, we just are grateful people that we can say that we are made in your image And you, Holy Ghost, live on the inside of us if we know you. So we thank you, Lord, that we honor you this day with our worship, and we sing from our hearts. We speak from our hearts that are communing with you as the lover of our soul, irregardless of our feelings, our thoughts, our circumstances, our behavior, irregardless of what's happened in our life. Up to this very moment, right now, you are here, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Holy Spirit, you are here. You are here. Shirabababa Siki. You are the great I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This Sunday between Christmas and New Year's marks a turning point for us. Nearing the close of 2014, we have much to be grateful for, much to be thankful for, much to be praising the Lord for. No matter what is going on in our world or life, Jesus reigns. You reign, Jesus, and our eyes are on you, fixed on you, fixed on you, set on you, the author, the finisher of our faith, set on you, Lord Jesus Christ. Change us in your presence. Draw us to your goodness. Establish us in your heart that we might know you and the power of your resurrection, and sharing in the fellowship of your sufferings, that we would receive the crown of life as we persevere to the end. For you are our soon and coming King, Lord Jesus. You are coming. You are coming. You are coming. And this year coming will be a very powerful year on many fronts. So we thank you right now as you lead us in preparing our hearts for what has happened, where we are at this moment, and what is going to come, and where our place is in history. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. While we're in this state of the Lord's presence, open your Bibles. Just stay where you are. Open your Bibles. Yirabashiki to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Stay where you are. If you have a small child, can very quietly take your child to the back, and the kingdom teachers just meet them in the back, take the children into the kingdom land, and then come back, parents, so we can look at this chapter together in the midst of the glory and the presence of God, which is here to help us transition this week, for this is a new day. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep receiving. Keep receiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you here. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your miracle working presence right now. You're increasing right now, God. Thank you. Thank you. Your fire is here right now. The Lord is here to bring clarity to your hearts. That's what I'm hearing him say. Clarity. There is no confusion in the kingdom. None. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our words will be tested this year, 2015. Our declarations, what we say, what we sing, will be tested and tried this year. Thank you, Lord. We are hidden under the shadow of your wings. In you we find rest. In you we find peace, hope. Thank you, God. Lord says it's time to rise. It's time to rise. It's time to rise. For he has raised us to new life. So he says, my child, it's time to rise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Get your house in order. I am coming soon. I have established you in the mountain of the Lord. My name is extolled above all other names. I am worthy of your devotion, of your praise. I have dominion, and I give it to you. I am the resurrection and the life. I believe the Lord is saying to us that he is divinely establishing us in a new place in the Spirit. We know the words. He takes us from glory to glory. But I believe he's saying that the depth of a newness for your own heart regards to your response to him is going to be supercharged right now. We open ourselves, oh God. Holy Spirit, we open ourselves to you. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep receiving. Only he can do this. Jesus. Paul's apostolic ministry. That's good. Let's keep that. That's good. I like that, Jamie. In chapter 4, I want to look at that while we're still receiving. There's something different that's happening today. In 2 Corinthians, wow, Paul, one of the greatest apostles who wrote the majority of the New Testament, endured things that we can't even imagine. But he endured because of God's grace, because of God's goodness. And when he was knocked off his horse by a blinding light, and for 3 days he was blinded because of the glory, because of the encounter, because of the closeness, because of his connection with the Lord Jesus Christ, who rules and reigns and is coming soon. Paul was completely overcome, undone, overtaken, completely wasted, and then was taught of the Lord for many years after that. Knowing what he knew, yet for our sake and for the sake of the persecuted church at the time, as he was one persecuting Christians, come on, for the sake of the persecuted church, and also for us who will and are persecuted all around the world for the name of Jesus, to whatever degree, he wrote and had an establishment in chapter 4 about his apostolic ministry. We are not to look at this as a historical account. I believe we are to look at this as a revelation of the depth of how we can identify with the heart of God working in someone so very powerful, yes, so long ago, but yes, one who is absolutely determined to see the children of God not only saved coming into the kingdom, but discipled. That's our call. Go make disciples of all nations. Go make disciples of all nations. Go make disciples of all nations. Wow. That's a big call, only to be done in the power and the glory and the admonition of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. We need his fullness. We need to be baptized. We need to be submerged in his power, and constantly filling, being filled over and over beyond capacity, because we are going to be seeing and facing things way beyond what we think is uncomfortable now with our families, friends, loved ones, that we are going to absolutely have the opportunity to say, yes, Jesus, I do believe. Yes, Jesus, I do have faith. Yes, Jesus, I do receive. Help me, Jesus, I trust you. That's exciting, because that's all in the hands of God, and it's an exciting place and time to live in this history. And the Lord will use anyone who will say, I will truly give it all, count the cost, without reproach, We can't count the cost ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. We get tired and weary. And the Lord always comes in and raises that mighty standard and rescues us. He knows. He knows what we need. But He also knows that He's the answer. He is the answer. He is the answer. My mother was dying on Christmas Day. She's in ICU right now on life support for her life. Mm-hmm. When Pastor Bill and I visited her, I thought, wow, I'm looking at my little mom looking very peaceful, and I was there a few years ago on life support, looking at the same tubes, praising God for the same miracle that I'm trusting Him for my mom, that He gave to me. So she would be a sign and a wonder in the midst of her suffering. My dad had a complete, overwhelming sense of, I can't do anything. How do I handle this? Every emotion in his body, my 91-year-old father, everything has been tried and tested up to this point for him. And he's able to release mom into the hands of Jesus, he says. But wanting her to live, of course. So as we step back and we look at all the things that are going on, all the family dynamics, all the crazy things that go hand in hand in the midst of this type of situation, the Lord says, can you see me? Can you see me? Are your eyes on me? Are you still filled with my joy? Are you still filled with my peace? Are you? Do you know that I am everything on every front at all times, irregardless? I will teach you. I am your trainer. You must know me. You must know my word. You must walk in my presence. I have released to you much more than you have ever held close to your heart. I have done that. Will you partner with me? Will you allow me to come in the midst of all of this, change you, stretch you, overwhelm you? So these words of, yes, Lord, I'm willing to count the cost, are fearsome words. But we serve a powerful, mighty God who is looking at the entire world. And He's looking at every dynamic, every family relationship. He's looking at everything that we are connected with. And He knows what He wants to do through each one of us. He knows. And He's just looking for the ones who will desperately cry out, hold fast to Him, and say, I need you, and I want everything about you, irregardless of my pain, irregardless of my suffering, personal suffering, irregardless of anything. You are the establishment for me. Those are mighty words to declare and decree and agree with. And many around the world have spoken those words, and their very lives have been on the line, and many have lost their lives and lost the lives of their loved ones as they chose to trust God. Many things we don't yet understand, but He's looking for those who will say, I will posture myself at your feet, Lord Jesus Christ, and I will not feel sorry for myself. I will posture yourself at my feet. That's what the Apostle Paul learned in that close communion, so that he absolutely was so missing the connection that he had had initially with Jesus, that he would spend his entire life serving and loving Him because of this great cry and call on his life to make Jesus known to others. This wasn't just going on a mission trip. He became a mission for Jesus, consumed by his love, consumed by his presence, consumed by his fire. And nothing else mattered to him, his own life. He handed it over to the Lord Jesus. And he said, I am willing. I am willing to go low. I am willing to wait. I am willing, no matter how tough, no matter how hard, I am willing because my sacrifice of love and praise is for you. So when Pastor Bill and I went and sang over my mom in ICU on Christmas, yeah, we praised God and thanked him for a suddenly that he would desire to bring to my mother. I had a suddenly. I just praise God for whatever that suddenly will look like. I thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. But the glory of the Lord filled that very room. And I'm so excited about what's going to come. I don't know what it is, but I'm expecting. My dad, when I saw him this morning, who was by himself, came down with the flu, very sick yesterday. When you're 91 and you get the flu, it's not pretty. All very alone, by himself at night, falling on the floor, having other problems. And I was up most of the night myself, kept thinking about him. Oh, what's going on? Interceding, praying, interceding, praying in the midst of family and all the dynamics that go with life, right? But the Lord says, you, MP, you belong to me. Stay connected. If you don't feel the love, the real love of someone around you, or you want someone to understand you, there are most people do not understand me. And I feel measures of love from some, from many. But there's nothing that compares to the love of Jesus. But if you feel, oh, my sister, my brother, my child, my mother, my father, anybody, my uncle, name the person, my neighbor, they don't really care. They don't understand. They're short. They're wrapped up in their stuff. Whatever. But they're not giving me what I think I need. The Lord says, will you rise above that? Will you rise and stay connected to me, to my heart? For my joy, even in the midst of tears, will overtake you if you let that. There is no place, I'm saying to you, my dear ones, for complacency in 2015 with our hearts for him. No place where we put mother first, father first, children first, son first, daughter first, grandfather first. There's no place for that. The Lord says it first needs to be me in reality, and then others will really feel that love. That you will so shine with him that they will want to carry who you carry. Those are hard verses in scripture. I need to take care of. I was at Christmas night with Christy and the kids, and Josh, he was just going to work. You know, been to Mikey and Joe's before that. Been with my mom in the nursing home before that. You know, our time together, Pastor Bill and I, has been very minimal. And we're not strivers. But we understand the signs of the times, and we understand what God's doing, so we're okay with that. And we can look at each other and say, we're okay, but our job is to serve. My much-needed date is not the priority. It's only a much-needed date if I demand it to be. Those are hard words to hear, but it's the truth. Because when you have the understanding of the Lord, and hopefully your best friend, spouse, and you're able to do the things that God would have you do that won't look like a typical, normal, or even close to normal Christian or family life in America, it won't. It just won't. And Jesus is preparing us. And it's not P&P says, I need to do this. Pastor Bill says, I need to do this. No, no. I'm saying the Lord's going to stir us up. And he is saying, I'm here. I'm wanting to capture you in the depths of your heart where you will have a drive, an inner drive. And you'll get that when the Holy Spirit enlightens you for the needs of other people. When you say, I want to help you. Let me do this. But it's going to cost. It's going to cost you something way beyond what you think is how much you can give. I'm all about dates with my best friend. That's not my point, okay? But my security, my tranquility is not found in that. And the Lord is testing those things for all of us. So hear my heart, okay? Yes, God wants us to be happy and joyful and have time. Sure. But what if you lived in Iraq and Iran? Okay? What if people were being beheaded or chopped in half? Then what? Well, we're not. So praise God, I'll pray for them. That's good. But the Lord says, I've called you to identify in a way that's going to cost you something. There will be an increase this year for us to be able to release the glory and goodness of God to our brothers and sisters and family members here, where we can boldly say, I love you and Jesus loves you. He'll take care of this without fear of reprisal. Well, they might pull back. We have many in our life who love to pull back. But when you're walking in joy and peace, you carry that. Eventually, they will come. Just keep on loving, listening, loving, listening. Oh, I'm so excited about 2015. My dad, as I was leaving this morning, he said, you guys can pray for me over there, that'd be great. And I said, Pops, everyone who has any idea what's going on, because this happened over Christmas and it's hard to communicate all that, right? I said, they're praying. Oh, good. That's good. All I care about is your mother. I said, I know. Wow. It's an exciting time. Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians, then we'll pray. Therefore, I'll just read it up here. Since we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we do not lose heart. So when we feel we're losing heart, we open to 2 Corinthians 4, and we say, Lord, I will not lose heart. I feel like I've lost heart. At one point, Pastor Bill was prophesying over me, praying in a language I've never heard. He prays in tongues all the time. But one night, a couple nights ago, I said, well, I see my mom alive tomorrow. This is before. This is in the nursing home. The Lord was telling me what was going on. So he was praying, and he was praying in some kind of oriental dialect that I've never heard like this. He's wild. His whole body is shaking, and he's praying and all this stuff. And then he has visions of what's going on. It's like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And then he says to me, rise. These are paraphrase words because I was in rise, my daughter, rise. Warrior woman, rise. Rise, warrior woman. This is who you are. Wow. I even spoke out my Ghanaian name. Asentua. Asentua. We say it different ways. Rise, warrior woman. I thought I had been rising. But I could not afford, do you understand, to be weary? I could not afford to lose heart even for a second. Well, that's, you're asking me to be superwoman or superman. No, no, no. Only the Lord can take that out and replace it with the hope. But we have to go to his word. We have to go to his word and say, I feel this, but I will not lose heart. I sense this, but I will not lose heart. You see? Take his word, speak it out. live in His Word. As we received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the Word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Wow. Are we renouncers? Are we renouncing the hidden things? Without hesitation? Are we in constant communion with the Holy Spirit? If we're not, we start right now. Holy Spirit, it's just you and me, baby. I need to talk to you. I need to hear from you. I don't know how to do this thing. I know, but you're going to teach me. And I'm going to renounce anything hidden. I don't even know what's hidden. I don't need to know. You do, but I renounce it. If you want to bring it up, that's great. I renounce anything hidden. So it's all up that I wouldn't hold on to anything that would have any connection with fear. Because fear is our arch enemy, and I'm telling you that fear will hide itself, and fear will come across in different ways, and fear lets the enemy in. It's like a crack, a door that opens. We cannot. But I believe the Lord is saying that He's going to simplify things for us to be able to see what He sees. Irregardless of our place in life financially, when you've been given a lot, you're called to give a lot. A lot. Whatever we have received, we are to freely give. And it's not about our comfort. And that's a mindset in America that the Lord is going to allow to see changed. So if we process, does that mean I can't be comfortable? I think that's the place God doesn't want us to go. He says, come over here, and I will be your comfort, and watch what I do. And we'll find ourselves doing things that make no sense. How do I do this? How do I keep giving? How? This makes no sense, because I refuse to lose heart, and I refuse. I will walk out my salvation. I will look at sickness a different way. The American way stinks. If we lived in Africa, we'd be doing things very differently, for sure. And we have a lot of things. I praise God. My daughter-in-law is a doctor. We know Josh is. My daughter-in-law and son, Joey, and their daughter, Haley, are staying with us. They came in night before last. So it's been great. Jenna is a doctor, works in critical care, knows a heck of a lot about all the breathing machines and ICU and all of that. So we've been having lots of good conversations and calling the hospital and asking right questions. And I praise God. I praise God that she's here for many reasons, but also for this. God knows what to do. It's so cool. Wow. The little things, the Lord says, let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you. Okay. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Oh, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, hey, in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure. Can you put that at the top, sweetie? Thank you. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Receive this, saints, for yourself right now. Receive this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. I say it again. Identify with this for yourself. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory. Eternal. Far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Oh God. Wow. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Verse 16. Go to the first verse, would you? Please, Angie. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we received mercy, we do not lose heart. And again, we will not lose heart. Do you see? Do you see what Paul was saying? That no matter what, no matter what, it's okay. No matter what, the Lord's in control. No matter what, he's on the throne. No matter what, he will stir us up with the mighty fire of God. That we will stop making, we, all of us, will stop making excuses. And we will bow down. And really bow down. So when the Lord spoke through my beloved, rise, warrior woman, in your pain. Rise, Shikara Baba. I have risen again. I didn't even recognize that I needed that word fully. He did. The Lord did. I mean, I was crying, so I mean, it's not as though I'm denying. But I needed. Do not lose heart, sweet one. I love you. No matter who around you really is able to sensitively release my love to you, it's okay. It's okay. So we're good. Do you see? So when we're standing for miracles and we're standing for revelation, the Lord says, watch me, watch what I do. Don't go by what you see. Expect the impossible. So I would say to you, loved ones, and we will bring this even higher in the spirit on New Year's Eve. Come. Don't think of this as, well, I got to go to my party and I got to do this and I got to do that. Okay, family, I'm not saying don't do whatever. I'm saying, what I am saying is, if you can make it, partner here spiritually so we can come together and say, God, yes. Ask God, work it out. Put things before him. It's not the event. It's that God's climbing here. He's Wow. There will be a time in America where it won't look like this. Okay? And the Lord's saying, I'm trying to make you ready. All of you. All of us ready. Ready. So we will stand. Having done all, we will stand. And part of that will be, will come from the trial and the testing and the purging and the cleansing. So cry out for holiness. Cry out for purity. But in that, just spend time with him and connect. Tell him everything he already knows. Simplify your life. Simplify. But in that simplification, you will be a drink offering poured out. Sometimes we spend so much time doing the one or two or three things we think we're supposed to do, we can't hear when the Lord says, let this, it's okay, go over here. Well, I'm just trying to be a good, bang, bang, bang. Think of all the hats you wear. The Lord says, listen, I'm still doing things and I want to use you. So that kind of using comes from a life that's laid down. It just does. More important than your job, more important than your kids, more important than your husband, your wife, more important than your friends. It's like, ew, I can get in trouble for saying that. I don't care because it's the truth. This is what Paul is trying to say. Okay? He's saying, you will see with my eyes when you really, really say, here I am. Okay? It's not throwing your kids out or your husband or your wife or anybody else. That's not what I'm saying. Mahesh Shavda was sent to a crusade in Africa when his wife just birthed one of their children and the baby was dying. And the Lord said, get on a plane and go. What kind of husband is that? What kind of father is that? And he didn't know if he'd even see the baby when he got back. Can you imagine? This is a long time ago. Most of you know this. You've read his books. But when he got to Africa and somebody died, some guy's son died, they brought the child to the crusade. As I remember, the child was raised from the dead in Africa, and so was Mahesh's son. That doesn't go with just about any Christian book you'll read right now. But when you're really led by the Spirit, you'll hear his voice and you'll get maybe mocked, persecuted, judged. It's true. But let's listen to the Spirit of God. Let's partner together this year, 2015, to say, Holy Ghost, I need you in a more real, tangible way than ever before. Ever before. I'm excited about what God wants to do. Are you? Read this over, even in tears, even in trembling. The things that we want to see may not be what happens right at the moment, but we're going to call on heaven in full expectancy for the miraculous. So I believe we're going to see an increase in prayer and fasting and worship in 2015. And I invite you, I have more to say, not today. I invite you to really seriously speak to the Lord and not tell him what you will do and not tell him what you have done, but listen. Because God is going to speak and he will find people who want to hear his voice and respond, because he's saying, I want to fortify you, I want to pump you up. As Beth and Cameron spoke at some edge a while ago, from an athletic perspective, I believe we talked about that, and I didn't, it's good, but that was the picture of God is saying, I want to change you. I want to change you. It's going to change, and you need my atomic weaponry. You need it in this season more than ever, more than any time in history. So if you need a miracle, you need a healing, you need anything, just stand on your feet, be up on your feet. If you're interceding for someone, just stand where you are. I'm not asking you to come up. You need a miracle. You want to see restoration. You want to see healing. You want to see deliverance. Whatever it is. Just track with me, James. You can play whatever. You want to see God move? Who does? He's really, really responsive to a heart of humility. He really is. And that's what I believe we have in Frontline. Hearts of humility. So you just sing out with me, James. Father, we just thank you. Just raise your hands up to heaven, Lord. I believe the Lord is saying, just raise your hands. Lord, we're crying out for you. We're crying out, oh God. We are desperate for you. We give you ourselves right now, God. In ways that we didn't know or we needed to, or whatever it would look like. But right now, God, we are giving ourselves to you because of your goodness. We need you, Jesus. We need your power. We need your overwhelming, miracle-working power in our life. We need your sustaining fire in our hearts. We need you, Holy One. Right now, we lift our voices to you, and we say, here I am, God. I present myself to you, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. That's my reasonable act of worship and service. And Lord, I pour myself out as a drink offering, and I will not be conformed to this world, but I will be transformed by the renewing of my mind. So I will know what that good and acceptable and perfect will of yours is in the situations. I choose to resist hopelessness. So right now, God, fill me with hope. Fill me with hope. Fill me with hope. We cry out for the miraculous. I cry out for my mother's life, that her life would be spared, that she would be healed and delivered in this earth, in this world, now, in the name of Jesus. I cry out for my father's life, that he would be healed and restored, and that he would know you and the power of your resurrection in fullness as well. I ask for this, God. Now cry out with your voice what you want from God. He is powerful. So as Jamie sings over us, just thank God for the healing and the miracle working power of new relationships, of people coming into the kingdom, of restoration of families. Cry out yourself, Lord, I need you to bring my family home. I need you to fill me up with your anointing. Open your mouth. You will speak according to 2 Corinthians 4. You are mighty God. We call on heaven right now for suddenlies in these situations. Open your mouth and speak. Yes, Lord, I call on you now. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We glorify you, O Holy One. Yes, Lord, you are the God of peace. We call your peace into bodies, peace into finances, peace into conflict. Peace, Father, that fear would be eradicated from our lives and our families' lives. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Shura ba 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 ba.
I am abandoned,
Jesus, our great healer, mighty one, holy one, glorify, magnify. Jesus, our great healer God, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, mighty, mighty, mighty one, powerful, powerful, holy one. Powerful, powerful, powerful God. Jesus, Jesus. No, Holy One, powerful, mighty One, beautiful Jesus, HaMashiach, oh Yeshua, Messiah, oh, resurrection. Now. and the life, the truth, the way, and the life. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, the true vine. The living lamb, living word, living water, living bread. Jesus, we need you, God, we need you, Lord. Holy One, Holy One, Mighty One, Mighty One, we adore you, Lord, magnify your name, holy name, mighty name, name that is above every other name, in heaven and on earth, oh glorify you, Lord.
Be encouraged and strengthened this morning. Just take this filling from the Spirit of God wherever you are, wherever you go today. Be blessed, be strengthened, be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I believe that check your email about Tuesday night. Are we having Tuesday night? Remember, because Wednesday's New Year's Eve, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are not having Tuesday night here. Okay, prepare for Wednesday. I pray you can come and be part of what we're doing. It will be a holy time, fun and holy. Mm-hmm. They go together when it's the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you for praying for my family. Stand with us for a suddenly for a miracle, and some of you need miracles too. And we've just prayed and we believed, and we will continue to hold your family up as well. And if any of you are sick, like Mary, who has been battling, we're believing that 2015, the fullness of the answers to the prayers for the healing, the eradication of all cancer in your body is coming, even before. But we thank God for that. You've been faithful. And we're trusting him, Mary. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Love you so much. Be encouraged. Read the scripture. Amen.